My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any...
So, you've got everything sorted for tomorrow?
Yeah, man. Meat Spice, Boyki's ready, even got some playlists lined up, bro.
And the crew? They're all coming, right?
Howie, everyone's in. It's gonna be lekker.
Wait. What about the tassies?
Bruh,
you can't get without tassim, bruh. It's like cabana without salsa, dog. Tassenberg. Best together. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom.
A very good evening to you, Eagle FM listeners and faithful listeners of Life Lessons. Welcome. Welcome to Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station, that is Eagle FM. I'm your host, Nafa Happy Juju, and for those of you who probably thought, is she going to make it? Are we going to have Life Lessons today? We made it. We're here, and we're going to get right into tonight's topic, and an interesting one we don't even want to miss. So tonight, we are talking about... more degrees acquired, but no job. And I know like a lot of people are also going through something similar right now. And we sure hope that we're going to bring hope to those who are passing through that at this particular moment. Now, I do have a special guest in studio with me. And I don't want to waste any time for those of you who have been really anticipating and waiting to hear this man's voice, but you're just not hearing it. Okay, let me not waste any more time. So I have in studio with me Theo Hidulika. And he's going to run through his story, his journey, your all. He's going to be raw and very honest. He's not those motivational speakers who are going to try to, you know, cook it and whatnot. And I'm already calling him a motivational speaker. But anyway, Theo, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on Life Lessons.
Good evening. How are you? Happy?
I'm good.
How's our viewers, our listeners?
I trust that they are well, but they should tell us by the time when I do open the line, right?
We'll be happy to hear from them.
Mm-hmm. So, Tia, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. God is good.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Apart from running out of time or not doing well. So, otherwise, Theo, first and foremost, I always start off getting to know my guests, where they grew up and whatnot. So, let's start off with where did you grow up? How was your upbringing like? Number, what are you among your siblings? Were you the middle child who's very naughty, or were you the reserved one? How was going to school like for you? So, yeah, with the basics of who really Theo is.
All right. Firstly, I'm a Buchter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So, you know, the rest of Namibia is divided into towns, you know, ethnicity and so forth, but we are Buchters. I'm from Luderitz.
Okay.
So we call ourselves Buchters.
Yeah.
And that is it. That's where it starts. That is where it's ending. So I'm a Buchter, a proud Buchter, born and raised in Luderitz, by my father. May he rest in peace. Beautiful man, took care of me and my siblings, actually.
Yeah.
So, from a young age, I was very attached, very close to my dad. I think it's his lessons that have guided me throughout life most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very strict dad. And only when I became a parent myself did I understand why he was so strict. And he was very military style.
Yeah.
You know, books first, always go to church, be home, do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he really raised us in a way that we need to be independent, where it's men. Surprisingly, I don't have sisters.
I know, I was about to ask, when you say we, how many are we?
So it's me and my brothers, basically. We're all brothers.
How
we
many?
We are six.
All six boys?
Yeah, just boys.
Ooh, thumbs up to your mom.
We're boys, so... And remember that our parents now, after independence, we that were born in the 90s, you know, was now they came back from the struggles, we got independent, and now they need now to start building their life. So I think my dad migrated to Lutheritz. Now, this is now before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Established himself there, and I came along. So we were raised in a house of just boys.
Ish.
Yeah, so it was just boys from my young age.
Yeah. How was that for your mom? Like, I'm raising two boys and shoo, it's not easy.
Yeah, no, my mom was in the north the whole time.
Ooh.
So it's those, you know, those old love.
Yeah, yeah, I know, right?
You know, I was just like, ish, long distance, eh?
Uh-huh.
But they made it work.
Yes.
And I believe that our parents and our grandparents' marriages should really be a testimony on what we should do and what we shouldn't do. But I grew up in a very normal Namibian house, went to school there, made friends there. I believe, and I would always praise my father, that my childhood growing up was normal. I had food in my stomach, a bed to sleep in, school to go. So
Lunchbox.
Mm-hmm. We were very fortunate that our parents were able to provide us with that type of upbringing. It wasn't fancy, but it was fine.
Yeah.
And I think those are the values that I took from him, that you should always, 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 always provide for your family.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
That is basically in a nutshell.
But let's get into high school. How was high school for you? Banking classes or really?
No.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Lutheritz only had one high school.
Oh.
So everybody, that is why we call ourselves Buchters, because it's a very small town.
Yeah.
But it was very big to us. And it's so small that you can leave your house unlocked.
Oh.
Yeah, nobody's going to go into your house.
It's
very rare. And if somebody does go in, we will know who it is. It's very fast to find out who broke into your house.
Wow.
And like I said, there was one high school. So all of us now from the different primary schools, we all now went to that high school. So it was a salad. Our school was a salad. Every tribe was there.
Mm-hmm.
And we loved it. And high school was normal as well. It was beautiful. I had very good moments and so forth in high school. My friends are also very established. One is into politics, very, very. Sandra is very good in politics.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin is a head engineer somewhere. He's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Hydrogen and green hydrogen, he's there. So
yeah.
We grew up in a very nurturing environment. We didn't have everything, but I think we had what we needed
like
to propel us to where we need to get currently. But high school was good, typical school, very nice, very bad moments, good moments. It was high school, fights, crush, sports, you pass, you fail. So it was very nice, but yeah, it was a normal school, and we were privileged in a way, hey? We were, because everything was there.
Mm, nice. And then you finished high school, and then you came to the city, I take it? Or where did you go study to further your education?
Well, technically, I went to the north, because our parents always had that idea that Windhoek was very bad.
Mm.
Yeah, Windhoek.
It's Windhoek, so
you're gonna be, it's very bad, it's expensive, people are getting killed.
Yeah.
So I started in the north. I went to IUM. I got my qualifications from there.
In the north.
In the north, yes, in the north. So mind you, I was born and raised in Lutheritz. My whole from zero to until I'm done.
Yeah.
So I went to the north. I used to go to the north with my dad for holiday, but I never lived there, so I went to the north.
Mm.
It was an adjustment, but
I had
fun. I enjoyed varsity.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
And the field work? Okay, you were, I guess, getting a cut off because you're at varsity.
I was enjoying varsity, and I think my personality just made it easier. Because I'm a very easy person to talk to. I'm approachable, but I enjoyed varsity.
Mm-hmm.
We attended. It was very nice. We joined the drama clubs. We opened this. No more varsity things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is when I really started we want money now, as students, you know. And I always keep telling people that as a student there, you must be doing promotions. I don't know if it's still the same.
I don't know. Maybe.
But back in the days, that was the in thing. And you can earn and you can learn. This is what I always tell my friends. You are earning and you are learning. You're learning to look after yourself. You're learning to, you're developing a habit of always being your to go to person. So,
and handling money as well.
Yes, handling money as well. Well, handling, yes.
I guess it helps when you actually do get your actual job. You kind of
have
some idea.
Yes. So for us and for me, I would do those odd jobs. And people don't know, I was a bartender as well. Hey, Coco Lounge in the North. I was a bartender.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, no.
We were very, varsity?
Yeah, varsity, yeah. You know, most to make extra funds. So, when I went to varsity after high school, unfortunately, at a point, my father died. He passed on. So.
When you're pursuing your first degree?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So.
You kind of had to really man up.
Yeah. Sort of. And remember that my father raised me.
Yeah.
So he was the backbone that, as in the family that you had, not that the family was not fine, but he was my idol. He was the person I looked up to. So life, you are just life. Things happen. Mm-hmm. So from there, I think I got that thing of you need to look after yourself.
Uh-huh.
And the promotions and all those, all jobs actually build to your next step. And most of, or when I used to tell my friend is that you need to start from step one to get to step 100.
Mm.
If you skip, you must get to step one.
Or you'll fall back.
Yeah, you'll fall back. Mm-hmm. So we're doing all jobs and it was nice. We loved it. We traveled. We connect. We learn new things. And it was really nice. It was a time in my life that I would not have thought I would be living. Mind you, I'm from Lourdes. I'm in the north.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, yeah, but I believe my varsity years was very, it was nice. It was a normal Namibian varsity and there was no ChatGPT, eh? That's why I'm telling the current generation, we are smart.
We didn't have
ChatGPT. Yeah, we didn't have ChatGPT.
And the worst part is Tenetin was also, maybe that time, not really, but it was coming. But did you guys use Tenetin? We did.
No, we were typing our assignments there.
Yeah.
Paragraph
and you so must many sources and you must get it right.
And,
you don't know how to reference using the box itself.
Yeah, you cannot.
Put in hash dots and stuff like that. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So, we are, yeah. But yeah, so it was very nice growing up. It was one of those things also, like I said, that pushed me or propelled me to my next step in life.
Yeah,
so
after
varsity, you are now done. I finish. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But wait, before you move on, what course were you doing at the time? Your first degree, what was it?
Business Information Systems.
Mm. Yes. And that was 4 years?
That was 4 years. It's an honors.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I have a postgrad.
Then you graduated.
Yes.
Okay. And then what next?
Yeah, no. Then life hits.
Ooh, yeah. the reality of it now.
Yeah, you're no longer a student.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect
the same treatment anymore.
Yes. Yeah. So don't expect the you are an adult now. So I told myself, okay, Theo, you are now done with school.
Mm-hmm.
What is the plan here? When we're in school, or I believe every student, when they're in school, and you're not maybe doing a specialized field, because even now if you're doing specialized field, it's also hard. We always had this ideology that once I'm done with studying accounting, nursing, IT, I will immediately get
a job. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's not the reality of it.
So,
And you know what's funny? They don't prepare us like that.
No.
They don't tell us that you might go out there and not actually secure a job. So it might take time. I think that should be something that, you know, maybe in your fourth year should be told so that you can expect that.
I would say in terms of just career-wise and educational-wise in terms of degrees and everything, mm-hmm. We as a country need to come together. We need to look at the sectors that we are lacking in human capital, mm-hmm. in our own professional.
Dear, sorry. While you're there, let's pause here for a scheduled commercial break, and then we'll return with a particular.
The best just got better. Bharti's fiber packages that give you unbeatable internet speeds at unbelievable prices. Enjoy speeds of up to 10 megabits per second, starting from just $500, excluding VAT. Sign up now for these fiber packages that are pushing the boundaries of innovation, so you can enjoy more connectivity, faster browsing at even more affordable prices. Visit your nearest Bharti's offices to find out more, or go to bharti.africa/Namibia to sign up online.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your...
And we are back. Welcome back. If you are tuning in only now, well, this is Life Lessons. And tonight we're talking about a journey, about one having degrees, 2 degrees even for that matter, and yet didn't secure a job. And we're finding out what actually he did. And this is Theo, if you're just tuning in now. Theo, you're busy talking about, I guess, the job market, what is sort of like you want us to align with what's in demand right now in the job market, with what kids should study or something like that.
So our new president, when she came into power, she dissolved, I think, a lot of ministries. She also combined some, and she made it a mandate that every government institution mm-hmm. should have a poverty eradication program
yeah.
to combat this.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we have been also just not getting right is it's our education system,
mm-hmm.
as well as us preparing the learner who came from grade one to varsity into the real
mm-hmm.
world.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have so many accredited institutions mm-hmm. offering various, various beautiful courses.
Yeah.
But are these courses going to apply in the country?
Mm.
Are you going to, is there a market for it?
Mm.
So government with private sector, they must come together and formulate a way in which we prioritize what we need. There's green hydrogen right now that's
mm-hmm.
booming.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that they're having scholarship. Let's push more people to go into that.
Mm-hmm.
So because we are trying to create a market for it. We have nurses, teachers that don't have jobs. So, and remember that we, our generation, we were told that education is the key.
Mm-hmm.
It's the key to the world. Yes, it is.
The way you say that.
Yes, it's the key uh-huh. to the world. But it didn't come with guidance. So, after I finished with my varsity, it's as a normal Namibian young man, what do you do from here? You start applying for work.
Mm-hmm.
You will not get it on the first go, probably not on the 100th go either. This is now where you now come to the realization of, oh, I have the qualifications,
mm-hmm.
but there's no market. I cannot use this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you having a car but no fuel.
Mm.
Mm. You have the thing that's supposed to take you to the next step, but clearly you're not told this. So I remember I started job hunting. I was like, okay, we've been trying to get now IT-related positions, applying for anything that you might think you qualify, you don't get.
Mm-hmm.
There was the time in the north, there was a furniture shop
Marito Furniture Shop.
Yeah.
I applied, I got in. I remember my friends passing by saying, you have a degree, but you're working in a furniture shop. I'm like, yes, it pays the bills.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go sit home. So it once you come out of varsity, you'll be hit with the reality of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I started working. And from that job, the next job came.
You see?
And from there, the next job came. So mm-hmm. sometimes you need to start at zero.
Exactly.
Yes.
Start somewhere.
You need to start somewhere. And as long as you know that this is just a stepping stone, it's just a moment in your life,
mm-hmm.
you're going to give it your all while you're working on the next step. Mm-hmm. So that is where I came from. My working experience started exactly 7 months after graduating in a furniture shop, earning bare minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's a step. It's a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Be grateful and make the most out of it.
Who motivated you or what encouraged you to go and work in a furniture shop, regardless of having a degree?
You need to eat food.
Yeah?
Yeah, you need to take care of yourself as a man. In June.
Mm-hmm.
Men's Mental Health Month.
Mm-hmm.
What motivated me is myself. You mm-hmm. need to take care of yourself. My father was the beacon. He was no longer there.
Yeah.
You are now a man. And the world is cruel to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the world is also a garden to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what you do with it.
Theo, why was still there? Now, there's a lot of people. And I also love that you pointed out your friend who saw you working in the furniture shop. And they were like, wait, you have a degree. What are you doing here? Now, there are a lot of people who also find themselves with a qualification, and perhaps this person is very good at baking, even good at making fat cakes, even good at making angel fish, you know, just good at some basic stuff that could earn them a salary. But the pride of people will see me on the street. And I think that's the idea, or that's the thing behind a lot of Namibians, that thing of what will people see when they see me on the street selling? What will people see? What will people, you know, what would you say to that particular person listening? And perhaps they do want to start something, but they are scared of what their neighbor will say, or what their former classmates who are now probably have secured a job and they haven't, what would they say? What would you say to them?
Don't let the world determine who you are. That is very, very important. It's very hard. And it's very hard to block it out because the world is everything around us. But once again, you need to do it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have one life that you are given.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever circumstances that you find yourself in, if you allow outside people to affect how you operate as a person, you're going to forever want validation and applause for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to unlearn that because mm-hmm. that is what we have been told. That is how we are programmed, and it is just how it is, but you need to stand on your own.
Sure.
Even if people are laughing, even if people are talking behind your back, even if people are not supporting you, do it for yourself.
Mm.
You need to be your main motivator. So if you are talented, you have a talent, you have a qualification, once again, having a qualification does not guarantee you a job.
Mm.
No, it's just like having a license does not guarantee you a car.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but it's something that you can work from.
Mm-hmm.
If you are, for example, you have a degree, you're not getting work, you're good at baking, explore that. Do not give up on your work hunting, but use what you have to get you to the next step.
I like that. Use what you have to get you to the next step.
Yes.
Mm. Now, at that moment also, finally, when you got onto the next job and also got onto another job, what was going through your mind at that moment? Like, were you perhaps worried, concerned, or did you have some hope that maybe one day I will actually secure that job that I studied for?
for me at the time is just to get as much exposure as you can, because you interact with so many people, and from the furniture shop, I went on to the retail shop, where I think it was the north. Yeah, it was a polo shop. Went on to the polo shop, and then from there, you made new clients. And then those clients, the way you assist them, the way you are, will recommend you or advise you.
Yeah.
And from there, that is how I got into the banking sector. So I'm always saying that my second job came from the client that I assisted from the first job. Do you see how the steps are now stepping? So if I wasn't in that retail shop, I wouldn't have gotten the next job because I wouldn't have assisted that client who then later offered me a position in his business, and it was a step. So that is why I always say the steps will take you to the next step. So from there, while I'm at that retail shop now, the second job working, that propelled me to get also into the bank. So each step just pushed each step and each step and each step. So as an individual, it's your duty to do what you can with what you have to take you to the next step.
Now, I think it's not just about being them and where you are taking you to the next step. I think it's also your attitude and your character and the way you are handling your current job. What would you say? What would you say to those who, I don't know, I guess they take a job for granted? Or
I would always say that one's mental health is very important, as well as your physical health. And if you come to the extent whereby you feel that the job is no longer benefiting you in any way, do what you need to do, but also do not do it blindly. Because every decision that you're going to make, it's going to have
some consequences.
Yes, good or bad. So if you're overwhelmed, if you feel that this is not working for you, and you have thought this out through, and you have backup plans, do what's best for you as an individual. But also, sometimes you as a human being, you need to also toughen up and weather the storm. You cannot be always giving up at every obstacle, because we all have our own obstacles.
True.
Everybody will not show you their trials and scars. They'll tell you they'll show you their flowers. But it doesn't mean that they don't have their own obstacles. And I think we all have the why me, this is happening to me. We all have that, and it's fine because it's happening to you.
Yeah.
But weather the storm, pick yourself up as many times as you should, and get yourself where you need to go. The world doesn't owe you anything.
Yeah, actually.
The world is your oyster, is your garden. What you're going to reap is
what you sow.
Yes. So, yes, sometimes you are born or you are placed in a difficult situation or life, but you still have the ability to change it.
I like that. And I think with that being said, let's pause here, take a trip to the marketplace and bring you a musical break. And of course, take a musical break as well. And then after, we'll be back to continue. And soon afterwards, we will open the line so you can also come through and ask questions. So perhaps also share with us your journey when you had acquired your degrees or your diploma but couldn't secure a job for some time.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
The Eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals.
Some things kind of have to be together, right? Imagine, pop, but no flakes. Never. Or a goal without a celebration. And friends, but no Tassenberg.
Now that's just not right. Tassenberg. Best together. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
June 7 Adventure Tours is offering an exclusive 20% discount for all local Namibians for the month of June and July. Get ready for an unforgettable quad biking and sandboarding adventure in the dunes. Parents, please bring the children to come and have fun on 20% discounted prices this coming June and July month. For more information, contact 081-624-9665.
Great news! Imba
voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
And we are back. You are tuned into Life Lessons right here on Eagle FM. I'm your host, Ndafa Happy. Tonight I'm joined in studio by Theo Hidulika. And we're talking about an interesting topic that I think is what we need to hear at this very right point in time. For those of you who just graduated, I don't know, perhaps this year, last year, 2 years ago, and you're just not finding the job that you studied for. Yeah, right? So now, Theo, as we were speaking before we actually went for the break, I picked up something as you would speak about you walked in a furniture shop, then you walked in a retail shop, and that's how it led you to your next job. And the job that you have now, the title that you have now,
client support specialist.
Client support specialist. I'm identifying that you work well with people. Now here's the catch. At what point in time in life did you realize that this is actually the line that I will do great, I'll do well in? At what point did you realize that? Because even now, client support specialist, it's almost like the same thing that you're doing at your retail shop and furniture shop. Does it make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. I would believe that I have always been a loud child, mm-hmm. In terms of just fooling around, having jokes, an open door policy. I can easily hold a conversation with people. So I had an open personality where I can connect and really talk to people. So I remember when I realized where I can use my personality or my voice, to be exact, is I started hosting Dongodiva Trade Fair Music Show.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So I started doing that. So Dongodiva Trade Fair, there's a music show, you are the MC, I'm the MC. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, okay, people actually listen.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. And the good thing is that in the North, people that like you or know you, they will talk to you and they'll give you feedback and they'll be like, oh.
And they'll encourage
you. Yeah, they'll encourage you, like how you talk, you are funny, you're whatever. Yeah. So I said, oh, okay. So this is, I can use this.
Yeah.
I can use this. And from there, I learned, I listen, I always listen. I pick up on culture, what's happening, mm-hmm. what you need to talk about. And I started using my personality as a weapon to further my self-development. Mm. I knew that, okay, Theo, you can speak to people, you can hold a conversation, you are very interesting, mm-hmm. you are positive. Mm-hmm. You need to be very positive in life, mm-hmm. even when you are fighting in the background. Mm. You need to be hopeful, because if you give to despair now, your whole life is going to be despair. Mm. You need to be positive. You need to, it might sound like it's a fairy tale, but you need to believe that one day you are going to make it. Mm. And you will, if you put the energy in, envision that as that is your ultimate goal as a person, and you will. So I started using my personality, and that is how I met influential people. This is why I'm here today.
Yeah.
It's because of that. So my personality is the one that I would say it's my biggest asset, or one of them,
mm-hmm.
and I use it quite well. It doesn't always give me the results that I want, mm-hmm. but most of the time it does. So I use that, and I would not compare it to a talent,
mm-hmm.
but it falls in the same message that if you are good at something, like you're saying baking, you're good at welding.
It's a talent too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So if try to see what you can maximize out of it,
mm-hmm.
while you're still trying to
plan your things,
mm-hmm. Sail this river of life,
mm-hmm.
where there's going to be rapids, waterfalls, going to be dried up. So yeah.
Another thing I'm picking up is that you say affirmations to yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've also come to realize that you're a firm advocate of believing yourself. You're your biggest cheerleader. Why is that so very important for you? And why is it very important for us to do it for ourselves and not wait for other people to actually validate us or motivate us or encourage us?
There is this message that I wrote to myself about 2 years back, and it goes as follows. Mm-hmm. Be your own biggest friend. Love yourself wholeheartedly, not just in moment of triumph, but in times of doubt, in the quiet space where there's no one watching you. Be your biggest friend. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Show yourself grace. Forgive yourself when you stumble. Speak to yourself with kindness. Lift yourself up. Carry yourself when the light is dim. You are worthy, not of what you have achieved, but simply because you are you. Embrace your journey. Honor your growth. Love yourself fiercely, because you deserve nothing less. You as an individual, you must be your biggest friend. What this means is that you must always put yourself first. Mm-hmm. You must look at yourself for you to be a good mom, for you mm-hmm. to be a good friend, for mm-hmm. you to be a good husband, a good wife. Mm-hmm. You need to be good to yourself. And nobody else should be able or will help you with that. So I always tell myself that I'm my biggest friend. Mm-hmm. I love myself unapologetically, and I will do everything to make sure that myself is well taken care of. And yes, you need to motivate yourself even when you don't feel like it. Mm. You need to pray about yourself. Mm-hmm. You need to have a relationship with yourself and with God. Mm-hmm. Look at what you want to achieve, because only you will feel how you feel when you're alone. When you achieve something, that greatness, that beautiful feeling, only mm-hmm. you know why it feels like that.
Yeah.
So it's very important that you are your biggest friend. You must motivate yourself. You must love yourself, push yourself, pick yourself up. Don't allow yourself to depend on others mm-hmm. for that motivation. Yes, you can have a beautiful support system, but also be your own support system. True. So, yes, speak to yourself, love yourself, show yourself grace. You're just human after all. Mistakes mm-hmm. are mistakes.
Mm.
Unfortunately.
I like that too.
It's human nature.
Yeah.
And you cannot be going over it. You're going to put yourself, you're going to chain yourself. Let it be, forgive yourself, let it go. Keep moving.
True. What about those who go through low self-esteem and self-condemnation? And I know you just that last part of letting go, you know. What of those who really go through that and struggle with believing in themselves, and they have low self-esteem and self-condemnation over things that they have done perhaps in the past or things that were done to them?
Dealing with trauma is always difficult, painful, especially because everybody has different type of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be very unfair to put them all in one umbrella. Mm-hmm. But what I would say is that forgive yourself. The most important thing that you need to do is to forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're struggling with that, seek help as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a psychologist on a monthly basis, not because I have problems or anything like that, but just to have that space where I can also air out, where I can also show my frustration.
And have a professional hear you and help you.
Yes, and just seek help because people assume that when you're seeing somebody it's because something is wrong. Mm. No. For me, it keeps me in check, and also it's a reality check. We're not always the heroes. And sometimes you need to hear it that you are the person who's wrong, but mm-hmm. we're not getting to that.
Yeah.
But yes. So if you're suffering from low self-esteem, low energy,
mm-hmm.
find something that can assist you with it.
Yeah.
Is it music? Is it prayer?
Mm.
Is it worship? Do I need to see someone? Is it sports? Is it the gym? Others found now solution in, unfortunately, alcohol, and mm-hmm. that will not help you.
Mm-hmm.
It will not help you. it's a coping mechanism which is
temporarily.
Not, yeah, and it's not healthy. It feels good, but it's not healthy. You're just prolonging. So try to seek a long-lasting, healthy solution. And yeah, only you can pick yourself up. And whatever trauma it is that you went through in life, mm-hmm. whatever it is that you did that you feel that you cannot forgive yourself, the Bible says forgive others. If the Bible says forgive others, that means you as well. Show grace to yourself and accept what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You can never change it, unfortunately. You can live with it, but you need to decide on how you're going to live with it. Forgive yourself and learn better, do better,
mm-hmm.
and continue.
Yeah, in a healthy way.
In a healthy way.
I'm surprised that somebody who did IT and is a client support specialist knows all this, you know. And I think also it comes from with life experience and the fact that you are also seeing a psychologist to better yourself and, you know, and reflect on the things that you need to do better. So it's something that you wouldn't associate to somebody who's into IT, computer-related stuff. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Cool.
We underestimate that we are human beings, yeah. and just how we need food to survive, liquid to survive,
yeah.
you must feed every part of your humanity,
mm.
including the soul, the heart, the mental health. So if you're just feeding, if you're just feeding the body,
mm-hmm.
the nutrients, but you're not feeding the soul, the mind,
yeah.
there's gonna be an imbalance. You'll be a very healthy person, but very grumpy, very angry.
True, and you're gonna weigh down a long time as you go.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, it's only last week, 2 weeks ago that I've, you know, generally I used to have back pains. When I'm exhausted and tired, my back will be paining, and then perhaps a friend will come and massage me, you know, get somebody come and massage me. But then I always thought, you know, if I have to go for professional massage, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's probably going to cost me a lot of money, which I don't have right now. I'm trying to save on this, and I have to spend here and there and here. Until one day I was really exhausted, and I came to work, and a colleague gave us massage vouchers, you know, vouchers because she has a spa.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went there and I came out of the, you know, I was very well panel beaten.
Yeah. yeah.
Which made me draw up something to say every month I should, it is not actually expensive, $300.
Yeah.
So I was like, every month I should ensure that I go and get a massage so that it can help me. You know, so when you do take care of yourself or you take care of the body that is doing the work, you are able to go longer miles compared to when you're actually drinking.
Yeah.
So you're talking about taking care of yourself, all aspects. And if you only focus on one, the other one is going to be sluggish.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be drained.
Yeah.
And I think those are conversations that we need to have often.
You should.
I appreciate that.
Your body is your temple, is the engine that keeps you moving.
True.
It's the one that wakes you up, it's the one that feels the emotions,
mm-hmm.
the one that feels the happiness, the sorrow, the achievement. So you need to take care of it in every way.
But you know that how many of us actually go around overworking ourselves? Never actually, of course, sometimes there's a time where workload is a lot, and that's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, where you every day, year in, year out, month in, month out, you know, you're just doing the work and not taking care of yourself. Not even mentally, not even emotionally, not physically. You're just walking this body, and eventually you will get tired. You know, if God who created the universe, created the world, rested on the seventh day.
Yeah.
What about us who have been created? We don't take time to actually rest, deliberately rest. You know, when some people take leave off from work, they are going to the north to do the work again, you know?
Yeah.
So I really get what you're saying. And I think it's hitting hard on me as well to say, yeah, this is very important that you take care of yourself in every aspect.
Yeah. You need to.
Yeah. Theona, let's move on to where you are now. Client support specialist at FNB, First National Bank of Namibia. Is it where, is this the position you started off with, or exactly how did you get to where you are now?
All right. So, and I always, when I walk into my, to my colleagues at work, I have a lovely colleague, Mrs. Martha.
Yeah.
So back when I was in varsity in the north, when we, FNB used to go to the trade fairs, the festivals, I would always see them, and I would always say this one particular sentence: colleague, you'll be my colleague one day.
Serious?
Yes.
You had a thing of,
yes,
I want to work at FNB.
Yes,
my own company that
yes, I yes. Like,
yeah.
For maybe 4 years straight, I would say colleague, you'll be, every time I see them at the trade fairs. And I remember last year when one of our head came in, he's now our head, and he's like, you spoke this into existence. Do you know that? I remember you, every time you come to the Ngodiva trade fair, you pass at our stand, you always say colleague. And look at you now. So, I would always say the steps are the ones that will take you to the next step. How did I end up at FNB, the biggest private financial institution in Namibia?
Mm.
By the way, we've been winning awards, Employer of the Year,
yeah,
in Namibia, in Africa, yeah. Best Digital Bank.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so proud.
I came across one last year.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so proud to be part of the brand.
Mm-hmm.
The FNB story, I have to go a little bit back. Because before that, I was at another bank. I was at NetBank.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where I started in the north, from the retail shop, started in the bank, started my first job as a banker, bank teller. Different world. It's corporate. It's low, medium corporate, but it's still corporate. You have the medical aid, you know.
Everybody's, yeah, I think. When people are dreaming about a job,
yes,
the one thing on the list is
medical aid. Yes,
I'm tired of going to.
It's very important to have a medical aid in a movie. Yeah, yes, it's not even about that. It's just that you need to, if you, and I always tell people that if you can get a medical aid, do it, do it, do it, do it. But yes, started at NetBank as a teller, bank teller, Shakati branch. Worked, lovely people. Worked. Now, remember, from Ludred's, I went to the north.
That's exactly, I'm sorry, I didn't want to cut you, but then I'm like, I think going to the north propelled you for a greater future. Hey?
Yes.
Okay.
So, COVID came.
When COVID came, you were in the north?
I was in the north, yes. I was done with school. I was at the bank for a year as a bank teller. COVID came. I was a teller. It was nice. I'm going for my second year. And then I said, I don't know, something just told me that you need to go to the capital city. I never stayed in Windhoek. I visited 2 years, but, and it was peak COVID. The time you need to have permits to be on the road. And I moved. I remember I moved in the year 2021 in June.
Mm-hmm.
Got the permit. I moved to Windhoek. I moved to NetBank still.
Yeah, but in Windhoek.
But in Windhoek at the customer care center.
Yeah, moved. Customer care center.
Yeah.
You and customers.
Yeah, me and customers. Yeah, always in that line for some reason.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, moved. We're in the capital city. Wow, it blew my mind.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was born here, so.
You guys are from here, just like,
No, but I love it here.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to live anywhere
else. So I got here and I'm just like, okay. Luckily, I had my first car by then. So I'm driving with Google Map. I think for the first 3 months, I'm driving with Google Map.
Yeah.
It's the only way. Driving Google Map, I'm in Windhoek. It was COVID. COVID had me in a chokehold. I had COVID 3 times. Oof. The last one. No, that one made me take the vaccine, shame.
Nah.
The Delta one. Yeah, no, that one.
I had it once and I felt like I was going to die. Literally.
Yeah, no, that one. COVID was a very
dark, dark moment in the world's history because it was so quick.
True.
So quick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we moved here. The city was nice. As a young man, the advice that I would give to anybody that's trying to move to Windhoek, do your research. Do your research and have self-control. Self-control. This is the city, and everything that you'd expect would be here. How you react to it and what you do will determine how far you go. Very important.
Yeah.
So, yes, we moved Nedbank. I think we moved when the new headquarters was being set up then at Zoo Park next to FMB.
Yeah, yeah.
We moved in there. It was nice. But then FMB was right next door.
Yeah.
I'm just like, there, I want to go there.
Yeah.
So, you know, apply, apply, reject, reject, apply, apply, reject, reject. Eventually, I succeeded.
After how many years?
After, I think a year.
Okay.
A year, yeah. I remember when I was interviewed, the HR said, from 2018 when you graduated until 2022 when you started at FMB, there was around 200 applications from your profile. And I said, yes, persistence.
You serious?
Yes. You must, colleagues, viewers, you must apply. I know it's frustrating, it's expensive, it breaks you down how being as a job seeker applying and you're just getting rejected. I know. It's a very... You need to be strong because you must apply. Apply, 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 apply. Keep applying.
Wow, Theo. Consistency. Yeah. Around 200.
Yeah, so apply. And I know sometimes when you're applying for something, there's pages on pages. You must fill in this. Just fill it in. You never know. You never know. What's yours will find you. Mm-hmm. But you must work to get it. Nothing will find you. So, yes, I applied. I got in. I joined the customer center at FMB at the time. Coming down from Nedbank. And then when I went to FMB, it's amazing. The company, how it's run. The people, how it cares for the community, the things that it's doing, the charitable work it's doing, the way it takes care of your staff, you want to study. So it was a big moment for me. Also, I think on my life journey, my miles or my milestones that I have placed at certain as an indicator, I take one because I think for me, there was always some way I wanted to get into.
Yeah.
And yeah, FMB, my career started there, very serious. We did what we always do, put in the work, put in the work, apply, 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 apply. Your work will show for you and keep being motivated. Do what you can with what you have and do it best. And eventually I got into my current position, which was a promotion as well. And I was very happy because I worked hard for it. I put in the work, the brand, and I was happy. And I'm very happy at my employer. Like, people said, you must be the brand ambassador. I said, we are all the brand ambassador of our employer. And we are lucky as individuals in the country, especially young people, we see our peers having engineering degrees and they're struggling. So I always tell people that when you have a good job, you should consider yourself lucky, pray, do the best you can, grow yourself, because others are not as fortunate as you. And try by all means to use this opportunity to elevate yourself.
Yeah.
Because you, in that role, can also motivate others and assist them in ways that you might not know. So we're extremely lucky in the way the world is set up. Africa has always been the garden of the world, but it has always been the last in everything. So Yeah. It's a cold world, but it's also a garden.
Yeah,
you reap what you sow.
Yeah,
so yeah, so I got into the role, beautiful role, work is good, mm-hmm. and I'm learning, be open to learning, be open to listen to criticism,
mm-hmm.
do not take it personally, adjust, learn the lessons, keep moving forward. Disappointments are part of the journey.
Yeah.
If you're going to let one disappointment hold you back, then you are going to be easily broken by the world because there's so many obstacles. And pray, guys.
Mm.
Have a connection with your maker, mm-hmm. whoever he is, whatever religion it is. Have something that bounds you to yourself, something that keeps you in check.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say faith is unseen. Yes, and that is a point. You must believe that it's there for it to work.
mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can... After that, and all of that, use what you have with at the time. You can motivate yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's basically the short journey of me in the banking industry with where I am.
Yeah.
And from here, it's on to the next step.
Yeah,
I'm working on to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
I have a beautiful daughter.
Yeah.
So also as a new parent, I think she really aligned me. I love my family so much.
Yeah.
My little family, I love it. I love them so much. Mm. So they really align me in a way that I'm thinking outside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a father, and it's I understand what it is to be a father. I mm-hmm. think I'm still learning, but
with the responsibilities yes. that come with it. And I think even though you said your daughter is still young, right? I think that responsibility that you know she's going to look up to you to say, yes. Daddy, so much is expected of you.
Yes.
You know, the fact that dad, you know, there's this type of, there's a way girls, little girls also look up to their dad, you know, so much will be expected from you by your little girl. By the time even she, you know, she's, and also another thing with raising a girl comes with also with the fact of knowing that if I don't give this little girl the attention that she yes. needs, she's gonna have to, she's gonna find it somewhere else,
yes.
and you wouldn't want that. Yes. And thankfully, with the way your dad also raised you up. But then, with that being said, Theo, what is it that one particular thing that you would really want to give to your daughter or pass on to your daughter?
I would, the only thing that I would think of at this point in, and probably for the rest of my life, is for me to be there to see her grow.
Mm.
I want good health. I want to see her get married.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see my grandkids.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think for me that is very important. And I would want my daughter to be very successful.
Yeah.
I read a quote the other day saying, would you like your child to outpay you in terms of salaries?
Mm.
Then I said, mm-hmm. my current, whatever it is, will be their flaw.
Mm.
They need to yeah. surpass me yeah. 100 times.
Yeah.
As a parent or being a new parent,
mm-hmm.
it once you get a child, you will understand that whatever it is that you do, they will always come first. And what it, and it's not something that you will intentionally, no, you'll do it automatically.
Yeah, yeah.
You will always, okay, if I do this, how will it benefit this one?
Mm-hmm.
If I spend this, how will this? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you as an adult, I think it's just part of being an adult, being a parent,
mm-hmm.
you will adjust. A lot of people say, is it hard? Is it? Yes, it's hard being mm-hmm. a parent. It's expensive being a parent, but it's so beautiful and so rewarding.
Yeah.
It's, you'll not complain. And we are, and I take these examples from our mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Our mothers will go stand at the bus stop selling fat cake from mm-hmm. 4 in the morning until whatever time, just so that you can go to
school, with bread, with, so a parent's love, it's programmed into you. And you will just see you doing things that you thought you are not capable mm-hmm. of to make sure that that yeah. person is well taken care of, mm-hmm. they are well loved, and you give them as much of an opportunity as you can with the means that you have at the time. Mm-hmm. So yes, I would say for me, I would want a very, very long life to see my child, mm-hmm. but I would also want her to have my personality
yeah.
and for her to be her own person.
I like that. I do like that. Now, we just celebrated Father's Day. Was it last Sunday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Last Sunday. What did it remind you of in terms of your own dad and yourself? And also, while we are at that, what message would you want to give to other fathers out there? Considering a lot of moms are complaining, a lot of a lot of women are single-handedly raising their children with their fathers being absent, not being there, not even emotionally, talk less about financially.
Yes. When it comes to that argument, I would say it's your duty as a parent,
yeah.
be that it's a father, the mother, to be present in your child's life. It's your responsibility. It's the consequences of the actions that you took,
mm-hmm.
and it's not fair. How you were raised by a parent that did everything they could to make sure that you are taken care of,
mm-hmm.
you should take that example and pass it on to your own child with what you have.
Yeah.
So, as a father, you are the provider, and you made a statement saying that if you do not provide love and care to your child, they will seek it somewhere else.
Yeah.
And you'll not be happy. So it's your responsibility as a father or as a parent in general
mm-hmm.
to provide an environment where you take care of your child.
Mm-hmm.
Most people think taking care of the child is financial assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And you see people are at courts and mm-hmm. whatever. And that is so wrong, because you need to build a relationship with your child. You need to be present.
Yeah.
And I've always said that I want my child to be my best friend, because that's not how I was raised.
Yeah.
We were raised to fear our parents.
Mm-hmm.
We loved our parents, but we feared them first
mm-hmm.
because it's no nonsense. But what I want is, and I always said, I want my child, whenever my child gets into trouble,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
they should say, "I'm calling my father"
mm.
immediately.
That's not the, hiding it.
Yeah, not hiding father. It like... That's what I want. That's what I'm trying to build. Are you going to do it correctly every time? No. Is it going to be perfect? No.
It has its challenges.
Be there.
So, yeah.
And support. Be there and be a father.
Mm-hmm.
Be there and guide. You're not going to get it right the first time.
Yeah,
probably true. Not the 10th time.
Mm.
But be there.
Mm-hmm. Now, Theo. Also, there's a saying, and I love the saying, and I posted to one of the guests we had. We were talking about fatherhood. You know, they say the best gift you can give to your children is to love their mother. Now, even in the context whereby perhaps the father and the mother of a particular child are not together anymore, I still feel like that statement is very powerful. So what would you say to those who are raising kids? They may not be together, but then so many times parents, for the fact that they're not together anymore, they use that opportunity, even when they are supposed to come together for the sake of the child, to fight and argue and remind the other one that you left me and this and this and this. So what would you say to those parents, you know, in order for them to work together, put aside all their differences for the sake of this little one and propel them for a great future?
Maturity.
Mm. I like that.
Maturity is very important,
yeah.
I believe. Whatever personal issues the two of you have had should not ever outshine the responsibilities that you have.
Mm.
So you need to come in a state whereby your child's well-being constitutes over everything else.
Yeah.
So clear communication needs to be set. Clear boundaries needs to be set.
Mm-hmm.
And a partnership, you are now parents. You don't need to be together to make sure that the child has a good environment.
Yes.
And some of us, that's how we were raised, by one single parent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. Will it be perfect? No. But it's your responsibilities as two parents that brought life into this
mm-hmm.
world to take care of it and not use the child to hurt each other, because what you only do is you're building a very resentful child.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that we should also not do is then to use the child to get back at the other person.
Yeah.
Now, you are poisoning your child against the other parent. If you were to die today, who would have your child? Is it not the father?
Yeah.
But you have poisoned the child against the father or the mother. Mm-hmm. So maturity is very important, I believe. And you need to really just be honest with each other. And this is our child. For her to have the best chances in this life, we need to create an environment in which she can grow at her pace with us supporting. And that is the only thing that needs to be, that needs to matter.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever issues you might have, deal with them. Let never get into the space of the child's upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the child will remember that. And it will not be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes growing up in a broken home, per se.
Or in a toxic home.
Toxic home, yes. Because it's not nice.
Mm-mm.
And childs are, and kids are innocent.
Mm.
They are very innocent. And they copy, they imitate.
Mm-hmm.
They
monkey
learn.
See, monkey do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, true. Oh, wow. I think the conversation is so good that this 10 minutes passed. I was supposed to tell the listeners to come through, and our studio line is now open. The number in studio is 083-288-401. Should you also want to partake in the conversation, please dial 083-288-401. Remember, this is the platform where we facilitate conversations. And if you would like to air your opinions, or perhaps ask a question, or perhaps you want to tell us about your journey as well, something similar to what Theo went through and how he navigated that, please come through. Now, that being said, let's pause here shortly for a quick commercial break. We'll be back shortly.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm.
and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, we for the world congregate. Download it and subscribe today.
Welcome back, and we are back. This is Life Lessons, the show we talk about everything pertaining to life so that we can learn from other people's situations, whether it's for the good, whether it's good stuff from them that we're learning, or is experiences that were not so good, that also when we go through similar stuff, that we will know how to navigate it. Now, each experience is unique for everybody, of course, that I get. But then again, let's make something out of whatever we're experiencing. Let's draw inspiration from other people's stories. Tune in every Saturday from 1900 hours to 2100 hours. We'll always bring you something that you can connect to. Now, tonight we're talking about holding down, or actually having 2 degrees, yet acquiring no job. How did Theo actually navigate? And if you've been following, you know we've been going through all that. And we just, before we took a break, we're talking about parenting as well. Now, Theo has so much to offer. And I want to ask him, actually, to ask whether he intends on having his own podcast so that he can educate people on so many things. Theo, what do you think?
No. My mouth does 99% of the things right, but that 1% yes. sort of bring for me, no. I'll be a guest, it's okay. There's too much free time and I'll say a lot of things, so.
Yeah,
maybe the near future. Maybe the near future, yes.
Yeah, but I guess sometimes here and there, okay, but you know, there's a way, I believe that when the Lord knows that, you know, there's this saying that people keep saying, when the time is right. You know, I know they have turned a scripture in that manner. Yes. So we say, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. And I also very much believe that when you have gone through certain experience, when you've been tossed to and fro, have gone through certain storms and they've molded you, then the opportunity will come for you to speak on them. The platform will come for you to speak on them. And only God actually knows when the time is right for you. You just see doors opening. You'll be like, you know, I didn't even know that I had it in me. So with that being said, Theo, overall in your life journey, what is that one particular experience that you will never really forget, that you learned so much from it, that you're like, afterwards you looked at it and you said, now I get why I went through what I went through.
I think the moment that really propelled me into the person that I'm becoming is when I lost my father. I think that reality came.
Yeah.
And I believe as a young man or anybody that would relate, when you lose a parent, especially the breadwinner, the caretaker, a lot of things will change. You need to adjust your life to these new changes. So for me, that was a do or die moment for me.
Yeah.
It either made me or break me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God it was a really bad time and I was at school. So imagine now if I would have failed school.
Mm-hmm.
So I use that moment, I always look back at that moment, that this is where it all started for me. This is where I really became an adult. This is where life came to me bare and honest because I was guided by my parents. But after that, I learned, I adjust, and yeah, for me, that's the moment that everything changed for me. Mm-hmm. And I think from there on, it was happy seas, but also storms. And I'm a parent today, and I think when the time is right, the Lord will make it happen. Yes, so there's a lot of things that after that sequence of event happened. And I like this thing that the Lord does. When you want something so badly that sometimes you do not even see that it might not be good for you
at that time,
you'd want to acquire it immediately. God sees the trap in that. So he will delay it or not give it to you until the time is right. Only then you'll be like, oh, I see. Yeah. So, and it's very hard to see at that time because, yeah, but once you get it, you'll be like, oh, I see. So, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you are still molding me, certain characters, molding certain characters in me so that I can appreciate that thing even the more when I do have it. Hmm. Yeah,
Yeah.
Hmm. Now, still speaking about you, obviously, how's your relationship with your siblings? I hope I'm not going off topic right here. How's your relationship with siblings, considering that all of you guys are boys? Because I tend to think when you have girl siblings, they tend to be closer to you and, you know, can able to depend on you when, not just financially, but, I mean, emotionally also as they grow, you know, when they go through certain experiences. But how is your relationship with your brothers?
It's a normal relationship.
Yeah.
We call each other, we talk, but I think we are all adults as well. So each is busy with their own architect in their life. Yeah. Each is busy trying to achieve their own goals, and each is basically busy with their own life at the moment. But we do talk, we do check on each other, we do communicate here and there.
Yeah.
So it's a normal relationships. And we are adults, so I think, and we're all scattered around the country. Yeah. One is in the north, one is here, one is there. So, but we do talk. And also, my family, especially the one from my father's side, we are also close with my cousins, my aunts. So we were all basically raised by our grandmother at some point.
Yeah.
So we are also, I'm also closer to my cousins. I call my cousins my siblings as well.
Yeah. And my those cousins include girls at least.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. My sisters, because we are very close like that. So, yeah, it's not the perfect relationship, but family. It's a real one.
Yeah.
It's family, and family is family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think as we grow elder, we tend to appreciate family even the more, especially the ones that really do take time out of their busy schedules.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes we also tend to forget that maybe perhaps you have a sibling and the sibling got married and they have a life now. You can only imagine, I mean, this person has become now a father, has become a husband, has become maybe a boss somewhere.
Yeah.
And the time is really not there anymore. But what would you see, how would you encourage those who maybe are finding it a bit hard to still keep at pace with their siblings? Or maybe they feel neglected and not actually, they overlook the fact that maybe the other person has gotten busy, has gotten so many things on their hands.
It's just life, I guess. There could be, you could have a sibling who's a diplomat and they are never in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that is just how it is. I would always say that if you have a talk with your family, if there's something bothering you, I think black families don't do that. And it's something that we need to start learning.
Yeah.
If something is bothering you, reach out, talk. But also, you as a individual, you also need to give grace to others that this person is living their life. They are, you know, like I'm saying, sometimes your other sibling is just progressing well in life. Got married, promoted.
Yeah.
Clap for others until your time comes.
Thank you.
And be happy for your sibling.
Yes.
Be happy.
Yes.
Be very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is blessing him and he will bless you as well. So as adults, we need to understand and accept life the way it is. I'm not saying that you should force anything, but you should also understand that people are living their own individual lives and they are busy with their own individual goals and timelines. So yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the older we get, we also start breaking off and starting our own smaller families.
Yeah.
I'm a father, I'm a mother, I have a spouse, I have a partner, I have a child.
I'm pursuing a career,
I'm moving abroad. So it's life, and the ocean is so wide, there's so many boats, but each boat has its own destination.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Mm. Theo, it's been such a wonderful conversation. I'm so glad. I feel like we started off, the main theme led us to so many different things because, I mean, I need to extract all this knowledge that you have, you know, so that we can learn everything that we need to learn from you. Now, it's been such a wonderful conversation. And overall now, before I actually do let you go, I would want to ask, what's that one thing that you want to leave the listeners with, considering on what our theme of the topic, theme of the day was in regards to having a degree, 2 degrees for that matter, and not securing a job? What's that one thing you would want to leave the listener who's actually passing through the very same thing that you passed through?
The degree that you got is not an error. It's an accomplishment. Be proud of it and use it. But while you are waiting for your dream job or while you're trying to secure it, use whatever you have to get you to there. If it's a skill, use it. Is it a talent? Use it. And be persistent. Keep applying. Apply, 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 apply. Network, network, network. Reach out. Attend charity events. Reach out to individuals that you know. Market yourself as well.
Yeah.
You're putting more work in that. And as much as it's frustrating, you're not getting called for interviews or you're not failing, use each of those fail and to propel you to the next. But persistence, be persistent and put in the work, guys. Work hard. The stairs. For you to get to the next step, there must be this one. If this one is not there, you cannot get there. You fall. So it's the same thing. Even if you believe that you are at the step for too long, keep pushing. If you give up now, you are giving up on yourself. And only you will suffer the consequence. So persistence. Be persistent. Be intentional. And keep applying. Keep pushing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And pray. Very important.
Yeah.
Pray.
Yeah. Theo, thank you so much for making time for us. Right here on Life Lessons.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Now, with that being said, we have now come to the conclusion after this episode of Life Lessons. Now, if you missed the show, or perhaps you didn't miss it, you just want to go back and listen to all the nuggets and the wisdom that Theo shared with us right here about his journey, well, all you have to do is download the Eagle FM app and head over to a podcast session. And you will find this podcast right there so you can listen to it. That'll be from Monday. You can find it there from Monday. Also, do tune into our Eagle. You can head over to our Eagle FM website and still be able to listen to it. Now, with that being said, I'll see you again next Saturday, same time, same place. Eagle FM Studios from 1900 hours up until 2100 hours every Saturday for another episode of Life Lessons. From Indafa, happy Juju, it is goodbye. And good night.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.